This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's a very interesting game people play. We are the only political machine within the broader liberty movement that's, and being in that role makes it very easy for other parts of the movement that have eschewed politics and decided that, you know, it's all a rigged game and there's no point in participating. They find it very easy to throw rocks while, you know, insisting that, of course, they would never even participate in such a lowly effort as going out and convincing voters that libertarian ideas and libertarian solutions would be the best way to run our society and improve our communities.
Well, do you think it's possible that the system's rigged and Donald Trump still wins? I mean, whoever's rigging the system seems like they messed up.
You know, it's possible. One of the things that I learned early on was not to ascribe to malice that which can be attributed to incompetence. And having worked in the past for government agencies as a contractor early in my career and seen some government agencies from the inside in my time as a public defender, you know, the conspiratorial mind where governments are full of masters of the universe pulling all the puppet strings and making things happen, it's hard to hold that view if you've ever met the people who work in government.
Right. I mean, and so many of them, they're just us. They, you know, in many cases, they're us with a job that they don't particularly like. You know, in many cases, they're not passionate about what they're doing. So chances are they're not chasing down every little rabbit hole and trying to do those sorts of things. And many of them believe very thoroughly in the democratic system that we have.
I've noticed.
Yeah.
A lot of the low-level governmental employees tend to be these kind of folks that, you know, can't hack it in the real world, you know, so they go work in a public school or something and teach, like, you know, some kind of, like, psychology. You know, the high school psychologist, the joke was, they just can't hack it in the real world. That's why they're, you know, teaching it in school. But a lot of the guys I've known that, like, you know, in the hometown I grew up in, all the guys that work for the DPW wouldn't last 5 seconds on, like, a, you know, a private paving crew or working for some private construction company because, you know, they just kind of stand around and watch each other work is, like, the classic thing.
Yeah, it depends. I think it depends a lot on the agency and the level. But, there are jobs that are available with the government that are easier to get or easier to keep than some jobs in the private sector. There's exceptions to that rule. There are some jobs in the government that are
very
more competitive than private sector jobs, and they tend to attract, you know, they attract competitive people. So I guess they're you know, it's hard to paint with a broad brush, but the idea that somehow the government could be responsible for massive undertakings like, for example, bringing down two towers in New York in 2001.
Three!
And keep that, well, two and a half. And keep that entirely under wraps and secret and not let any of it get out is just, it's mind-bogglingly foolish. Just as a matter of practicality, not so much, you know, you don't have to get down into the minutiae of these various concocted theories. You just have to know that certain sizes of groups can't keep secrets.
I would agree with you that large groups have a difficult time keeping secrets. As to what happened on 9/11, it is a tar pit out of which...
Yeah, I'm not saying we should get into it.
I do not wish to bathe in, but, you know, nonetheless, there are people who still feel very passionately about that event many, many long years ago. So, what is the Libertarian Party doing right now to make the world a freer place? One thing I can say about the Libertarian Party that I love is that y'all go out there and work really, really hard to make sure that I have a presidential candidate for whom to vote that is less distasteful than the rest.
Yeah, and it's we are definitely working hard to make sure that the party is in a good place to have a successful nominating convention next May. There are a number of candidates already seeking the nomination. I think we're up to seven who are official. There are three to four more who are either considering it or just haven't officially announced yet. And then there's probably another 5 to 10 who people are speculating about or talking about or, you know.
No, they're just pretending.
Wishing will run. And so I think what we're doing now is not as visible, but we're building up infrastructure across all 50 states. We're working to get ballot access so that every single American will have a Libertarian on their ballot for president. And we're electing state and local people all around the country in 2019. There's a lot of municipal elections. There are a few states that are doing legislative races. There are special elections. You know, one of the things that I think a lot of people don't understand about the Libertarian Party is we have active affiliates in all 50 states. We have people running for office that are local to you that can improve your community, improve your town, improve your county, improve your state. And that doesn't get as much attention, but it's as important, if not more important, than the top of the ticket every 4 years.
Yeah, one of the things that I noticed here in New Hampshire, minor party, is the terminology I've been told is the best to use. If a minor party wants ballot access, they have to get X percentage, and I think it's like 3 or 5% of the votes in three different elections, and that's either governor, it's state rep, that's like a rep going to Washington, D.C., or senator, that's a senator going to Washington, D.C., and none of those people is a presidential candidate, right? So if you want to see ballot access, at least in New Hampshire, I can't tell you what it's like in every other state, and I imagine the answer is different in every state. But if you want it there, voting for the presidential candidate is just that's just icing on the cake. It doesn't do anything for the ballot access.
It does depend state by state. You know, Gary Johnson's performance in 2016 got us ballot access in a number of states where president is actually the metric that they use to determine whether or not we are allowed to put our candidates up. But New Hampshire, for whatever reason, I think, you know, possibly because of the first in the nation thing, possibly just to maintain some level of localism, chose different offices for that. And that, you know, that's what speaks to the importance that we do run a presidential candidate, that the New Hampshire party does run governor or senator or congressperson or potentially all three.
Nick, will you hold the line here for just 1 second?
Yep.
Yeah, hold the line. We're going to be back here with Nick Sarwark, chairman of the Libertarian Party of the United States. And if you want to see us at Freedom Fest, go to freedomfest.com/FTL. That's freedomfest.com/FTL. You can get your tickets there and see some of the speeches from last year's Freedom Fest, the largest gathering of libertarians in the world. Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It is the live version of Free Talk Live. You can call in if it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. We're here live taking your calls. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. We can potentially take your calls for Nick Sarwark, if that's what you would like to do. Please keep it to that right now, 855-450-3733. Or you can use the Discord chats at discord.freetalklive.com. Before that, though, I want to tell you about American Financing. American Financing is a family-owned mortgage banker, and they've been helping people for 20 years. What makes them different? And one of the reasons that they have an A-plus rating and from the Better Business Bureau and 3,200 Google reviews is that they never charge an upfront fee. And another one of the reasons is that they don't have commission-based mortgage brokers. They have salary-based mortgage consultants, and they're available for you right now. So all you have to do is give them a call. I'll give you the number here in just one moment. Or you can go to the website. Actually, they do digital mortgages where you can apply, receive your pre-qualification, and close your loan doing everything online. You can complete the mortgage process on your schedule anytime, anywhere. It's at AmericanFinancing.net. If you're looking to refinance your home, if you're looking to buy a home, if you're looking for a second opinion, you really need a second opinion, by the way, especially if you're getting the opinion of a mortgage broker who gets commissions on your loan. You know, whether you've got to get rid of do some debt consolidation or you're thinking about retirement, it's AmericanFinancing.net. The telephone number is 888-804-0303. 888-804-0303. AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 1823-34. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Going back to Nick Sarwark, the chair of the Libertarian Party. Nick, we were, are you there?
Yep, still here.
Just making sure I got the good audio here. We were talking about the Libertarian Party's role in sort of national politics and that sort of thing. But, Angie, you had a question for Nick first.
I did. Hi, Nick. Hi. I am not sure exactly what the chairman of the Libertarian Party does. Can you tell me what you do?
Justify your job, Nick. I am, according to our bylaws, I'm the chief executive officer of the entire national committee. So the Libertarian National Committee is the official organization, similar to there's a couple other national committees. One starts with R, one starts with D.
Right.
Both of them suck. But, you know, what I do is I chair the conventions. I chair the meetings of the Libertarian National Committee, which has 17 voting members, including some alternates, according to the bylaws. I am the party's spokesperson. When there are media interviews or requests, I've, you know, probably talked to about 5 or 6 different reporters this week. And I do a lot of fundraising. That's kind of money makes politics work. And other
you show up to a lot of events. You show up to a lot of events, too.
I do. I do a lot of speeches both at state Libertarian Party conventions around the country, as well as events like Freedom Fest or Pork Fest in New Hampshire, where I was just a couple weeks back, doing a ticketed debate with Dave Smith, who's a podcaster down in New York City in September.
Oh, I'm not familiar with him. What? I know you were at Man Camp at Pork Fest, right?
Yeah, he was.
I swung by.
I was impressed with you, Nick. There was a couple of kids working on a project, and you just kind of like jumped in. You grabbed the bandsaw. You're just doing stuff. You and Ernie, I think, or might have been making a knife together in a forge or something. But you seemed like you knew your way around tools, anyways, and how to use them. And I did appreciate that you helped out a couple of the kids, showing them how to use a portable bandsaw and stuff. That was pretty cool of you.
Yeah, I try to be helpful where I can. When that one kid was trying to deburr something and got his belt ripped, I wanted to make sure that he didn't, you know, have it detach on that that sander.
Yeah, we had a belt sander set up.
I've done a little woodworking, not as much metalworking as I like, but hopefully I'll learn more in the future. I think it's important for those of us, especially that work with words and paper and electronic stuff, to do things with our hands to maintain that aspect of who we are as people.
So I do want to get back to the words a little bit. The Libertarian Party has this, has, you know, it has to span this large group of people, and it is not the easiest thing. So, for instance, in the relatively recent past, there have been two presidential candidates that were formerly office-holding Republicans. And there's a lot of Libertarians that don't like that much at all. What do you think about that?
How many of them are in the Libertarian Party?
Some, and some have left as a result. I mean, all I can do is talk about the ones that I've met. I don't want to, I don't know.
So the nature of being the only political vehicle in the broader libertarian movement is that it's very easy for people who don't want to do anything political to tell you after the fact what you should have done, sure, what you did wrong. The way the Libertarian Party works, it's not a matter of me as chairman deciding who we're going to run for president, vice president, or any other office. It's the delegates at convention who are chosen from state party affiliates all around the country, who are longtime party activists, and they vote who they want to nominate. And in 2016, they chose Gary Johnson and Bill Weld, two former governors, and we got three times as many votes as the previous record in the party's entire history. We got three times as much money was raised by the campaign. I think the 2016 campaign raised about $12 million as opposed to, something around $4 million in 2012. We reached a lot more Americans. We actually covered the spread between the winner of the 2016 presidential election and the loser. And so I think the delegates have been making some good choices, but there's always going to be people who say, well, that's not the choice I would have made. But I found most of them were not at the convention in Orlando in 2016. Most of them are not active in their state party. They didn't try to become delegates. They present their argument in the form of, I would never join your party because of X. You should do Y in the future if you want me to join. And that's not an argument that's that persuasive.
Do you think that the path to victory for the Libertarian Party is sort of taking some of these more liberty-minded Republicans that are out there? I mean, I don't know, like Gary Johnson and Bob Barr?
I don't know. Obviously, Bob Barr didn't go as well as Gary Johnson did, right? So there's something about either the optics of that race or what kind of person or politician they are, what their values are. You know, every convention, whether it's at the state level or the national level, requires the delegates to balance between message and messenger.
Indeed it does. Nick, if you'll just hold for a minute here.
Okay.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. As in Free Talk Live, here on this live edition. Call in now, 855-450-FREE. Are you dealing with overwhelming credit card debt? Then it's time to get rid of it. With a mortgage refinance from American Financing, you'll work with a salary-based mortgage consultant, so there's no pressure and no commission. No upfront fees either. I recommend American Financing because they continue to help customers save $1,000 or more each month without resetting their loan term. You may even be able to postpone up to 2 months of mortgage payments, creating an even greater upfront savings. Not a homeowner yet? Mortgage rates have been falling for the last few months, making it a great time to buy. Get started now by calling 888-804-0303. That's 888-804-0303. Or try their new digital mortgage at AmericanFinancing.net. You can download an instant pre-qualified letter, and you can complete the entire mortgage process online anytime, anywhere. 888-804-0303 or AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says the Trump administration is optimistic about trade talks with China, but they've still got a lot to work out.
We are hoping that China will tow its end of it by purchasing a good many of American imports, agriculture services, maybe industrial, maybe energy. It's not done yet, but we're hopeful.
Kudlow was speaking to reporters outside the White House. Now, the president has backed off a threat to impose another round of tariffs on Chinese imports as the two sides continue to work out a trade deal. Edward Gallagher, the Navy SEAL, found not guilty of war crimes, but found guilty of taking a photo of himself with a dead ISIS fighter, was sentenced by a military panel to a reduction in grade, 4 months confinement that was already served, and 4 months partial pay. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
The number's 855-450-3733. We're talking right now to Nick Sarwark, who is the chairman of the Libertarian Party. And, yeah, it's been an interesting conversation so far. We've talked about sort of the Libertarian Party, where it fits in, you know, that sort of thing. You know, some of the difficulties of being the chairman of, well, that's the next question I have. This is one that I'm going to ask here shortly is, but at first I want to talk about Freedom's Phoenix. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. And if you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those that value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. It's freedomsphoenix.com. We'll go back to Nick Sarwark. Nick, you there?
I'm still here.
Excellent. So I want to ask the question is, do you think that the Libertarian Party is more divided than the Republicans and Democrats? Because they're pretty divided parties. I just don't know. As Libertarians, I mean, this group of individualists, maybe it's more difficult, maybe it's less. I don't know the answer.
I found that the Libertarian Party is actually very, we're very cohesive. You know, that within the party, within the people who actually do the work and run for office and raise the money and, you know, engage in politics, there's not that much that we disagree on internally. You know, most party members got behind the nominee for president in 2016. Most party members got behind the nominee in 2012. I mean, frankly, most party members got behind the nominee in 2008, although, you know, some people chose to spend more time working on local campaigns that they were more excited about. And that's always a good option for people. If, you know, one of the things that I try to advise activists to do is if you're not happy with a candidate for an office, rather than spend your time talking about how that candidate is bad or trying to tear them down, find some other positive outlet for your energy. Go find some other candidate you're more excited about to work for. You know, find some activist activity that's going to bring more freedom to your community. Put your energy there into fighting back against the cult of the omnipotent state, rather than putting your energy into, you know, playing king of the hill with your fellow libertarians.
So, I mean, I think it's pretty clear that you and the committee really don't have any say over who gets to be the next nominee, but can you give us some idea who they might be? Who are these people that have put in their applications at this point?
So the people that are announced, and I'm probably going to forget some, and I'm sure that their supporters will let you know. Adam Kokesh.
Mark at freetalklive.com. Feel free.
Adam Kokesh has announced that he's going to be seeking the nomination.
Yep.
Arvind Vora has announced that he's seeking the nomination.
Another controversial figure.
Kim Ruff has announced that she's seeking the nomination.
Nice to have a lady in there.
Ben Leader from Texas.
What was that name?
Ben Leader. L-E-E-R. Vermin Supreme from Massachusetts.
Yeah, he's up here enough.
Yeah, he does cross the border. You guys don't have a big enough wall yet.
No, did you get a chance to meet Vermin Supreme at the Porcupine Freedom Festival here recently?
I did, and I got to attend part of his rally, and I thought it was pretty energetic. He's actually a pretty smart dude if you get a chance to talk to him, especially if you can talk to him while he's not in character.
Yeah, he's a brilliant man, actually, a performance artist, and does a fascinating work, I must say.
Yeah, there's Ben Leader, Vermin Supreme, I think there's a guy named Chris from the Midwest whose last name escapes me at this point, who just recently got into it.
What about John McAfee? I know that he's got, he's intimated.
I think he's announced, although he is currently in Cuba and seems to have some good legal reasons to not come back to the U.S.
Okay.
So we'll see whether or not he can win a nomination.
Hard to run a campaign from a communist country. All right.
It's tricky. And, you know, what this all comes down to with all of these candidates, along with the ones who have not announced yet, but who are kind of thinking about putting their hat in the ring, is you don't have to convince me. You have to convince libertarian delegates. And they're amazingly discerning people. You know, these are people who put years, if not decades, of their time and money and effort into trying to get libertarians elected to public office. And what I find is that the delegates at convention set aside a lot of these ideological differences, right? The pro-life people and the pro-choice people put down their swords. The, you know, what kind of libertarian are you? You know, I'm a better libertarian than you.
Sure.
All of that gets set aside at convention, where the delegates are looking at a candidate for, you know, are they able to raise enough money? Are they well-spoken? Is there something off-putting about them in their record or, you know, in the way that they talk to people that's going to make voters not be interested in hearing the message that we're trying to deliver? And then they also look at, you know, how close to the National Party's platform is this particular candidate. You know, I've seen candidates get nominated where they disagree on one or two or three or sometimes even four or five issues. But that's what the delegates are balancing, is you can't have somebody who embodies everything you believe as a candidate unless you step up and run yourself.
That's the truth. And I mean, ultimately, if you care a great deal as to who the nominee is for the Libertarian Party, you should get involved in the Libertarian Party, go to the national convention, and vote on who's going to be the winner there. I mean,
absolutely,
really.
LP.org/join.
How do you do that?
Becoming a delegate in the Libertarian Party.
So becoming a delegate in the Libertarian Party, the first step is you probably want to join the National Party as a dues-paying member. It's only $25 a year, although we're happy to accept more, up to around, I think, $35,000 is our limit, according to the federal government now. You join the party, that's a good idea, but the delegates to convention are chosen at the state party conventions that are held either in the fall prior to the election year or in the spring in advance of the national convention. So if you wanted to be a delegate from New Hampshire, you would go to the New Hampshire convention, follow their rules, and seek one of the delegate seats that state party is allotted. Same with Massachusetts or Texas or wherever. It all comes down to, you know, a lot of local control. And that's what, you know, I think makes our national organization is kept a lot more honest and above board than some of the old parties, because we don't really have a lot of centralized power.
And so that's join.lp.org?
lp.org/join.
lp.org/join. So what are you looking for most at Freedom Fest this year?
You know, what I go to Freedom Fest for nowadays, because the mix of speakers, you know, some of them are very conservative and kind of anti-libertarian, and so I try not to spend too much time listening to them.
There's plenty of people to listen to. Like more,
there are
a couple hundred speakers.
Yeah, it's a free for all. I go more for the networking, kind of around the panels and the events. You know, lunches and dinners and catching drinks or grabbing coffee with Libertarian Party supporters, people who may have not supported the Libertarian Party yet but are open to the idea. You know, I take those opportunities to have those conversations, explain to people what the value would be of supporting the Libertarian Party and, you know, hopefully being successful in it so that we have more resources to go out and, you know, recruit, train, and elect candidates around the country.
Nick Sarwark, thank you for visiting with us here on Free Talk Live. Freedomfest.com/FTL is where you can go get your tickets to join Nick Sarwark and Free Talk Live at Freedom Fest. Use coupon code FTL50 and you will save $50 off your ticket. It's freedomfest.com/FTL. You can get the 5 most popular speeches from last year there for free to test it out, and then get your tickets. Freedomfest.com/FTL. FTL50 coupon code.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. CNET programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security IPO or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Come on, call in here. Talk about whatever's on your mind. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. As in freedom, it's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
We just let Nick Sarwark, the chairman of the Libertarian Party of the United States, we just had him let him go, had him on there for a few segments talking to him about the Libertarian Party and what his thoughts were because, well, I can give my thoughts all day long. They're not his. And I think I find his more important because he's involved in it and that sort of thing. If you want to hear the archives of that or, frankly, anything ever, go to archives.freetalklive.com. It's free. I know. All those other talk show hosts out there, they all charge you for archives and that sort of thing. Not Free Talk Live. We give you the whole show for free. All you have to do is go to archives.freetalklive.com. On there, you'll have to pick the month and the year that you're looking for, but it comes up to the most recent one automatically, so that should be relatively easy to find. If you can't spell Sarwark, join the club. Use Google. Yeah, I want to talk to you about this article, Angie, that you brought in.
I did. It was from theblaze.com, and it talks about how Amazon admits to listening in on and analyzing private conversations and intimate moments through Alexa.
Oh, my.
Now, they wouldn't do that.
Of course not. Do you guys have an Alexa in your home?
I don't, but I have something that might as well be an Alexa.
What is that?
That is a cell phone. It has a microphone on it, and it's connected at all times to the Internet.
Yep.
And if I want to speak to the cell phone, I can say, okay, Google, and it will be off to the races looking for things. So it's easy to be sanctimonious about Alexa, but we're all carrying Alexa around with us.
And years ago, when I was in Colorado, this news broke. I think I heard it actually on Free Talk Live. OnStar, General Motors.
Oh, yeah.
And what had happened is some of the OnStar employees basically attempted blackmailing some wealthy fella who had a prostitute in his car and a conversation and the whole nine yards, and basically they like played it back to him, and what had happened, he's like, oh, he just called some of his friends, and you know, who had friends who had friends, and these dudes got canned, and then, you know, OnStar was, you know, this came out months later, it was leaked out that they actually were, like, doing this, and before, and then they admitted it, too, but...
Well, that's one thing that I really think is important about this sort of listening in on our private lives thing. You know, if they listen to my life, they're going to be like, this is boring. But, for one, they can write algorithms that listen a little better, you know, and pull out the exciting stuff. I don't know, whenever I say bomb or cheesecake or whatever it is that I might say that might be interesting to these people that would want to know. But... The idea that it's not whether my life is interesting or not. It's whether or not the lives of judges, politicians, captains of industry, these kind of people, their lives are probably more interesting than mine is. You know, just bopping around in my underpants in my house. So if they can catch somebody with a prostitute who can't get it undone, then what? Well, maybe they've got somebody under their thumb that will vote in a key situation the way they want them to. It doesn't take much for a company like Amazon to then get in control of government more than they are already.
Oh, for sure.
And believe me, Amazon has more control over government than you do.
Oh, absolutely. They're big-time lobbyists, I'm sure. It's like all the other big companies.
They didn't want states to collect income tax on products for a long time. Then they changed their minds because they realized, well, I don't know why they changed their minds, but they changed their minds. Maybe they realized that other online companies would have a more difficult time complying with the regulation as far as collecting taxes for 50 different states and actually different municipalities, too, because I know in Florida the sales tax varies from county to county. So your address... It makes a difference what county you're in, and I couldn't even tell you how many counties there are in the United States, but I'd be willing to guess it's somewhere in the neighborhood of tens of thousands, more than 10,000, five figures. So, I mean, you know, did compliance kill off some smaller retails? I'd be willing to bet it did.
Well, this is the same thing like the Purdue, the chicken growers and, you know, producers did 20, 30 years ago is introduce all this poultry slaughterhouse legislation, and it put all the mom-and-pop, you know, actually 40, 50 years ago this was done, put all the mom and pop little butcher shops that were all over, you know, any town in America literally out of business because, you know, they just couldn't comply. And these big corporations, you know, they can borrow nearly interest-free money to comply, you know, because they're first in line when it comes to the fractional reserve, you know, creating a money. And then they, and if they can't pay the money back because they are corporations and we live in what I like to call corporate socialism where, you know, the profits are privatized and the losses are, you know,
made public,
socialized amongst the taxpayer. And the only way we can fight that is just stop being taxpayers. But anyways, it's the same old thing. So, of course, Amazon's going to, like, you know, even if it costs them millions and millions of dollars, it's no big deal to them, but it's going to just, you know, put little guys.
Right. You'll pay for it. Yep. You know?
Amazon has admitted to employing thousands of people worldwide who are tasked with listening in on private conversations through its Echo line of speakers using the Alexa digital assistant, and the workers are revealing what they've heard. What are the details? Bloomberg reported that Amazon has teams of folks around the world tasked with transcribing records pulled from Echo customers' homes and offices. In one shift, the analysts will listen to as many as 1,000 clips, which the firm says is municipal? Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Considering the tens of millions of people who own these systems. A company spokeswoman explained, "We only annotate an extremely small sample of Alexa voice recordings in order to improve the customer experience."
Right, so they got people listening in to thousands of Alexa interactions in order to improve the experience.
And people are curious.
Well,
and interested in interesting topics. So I'm sure when they hear something interesting and hot, they probably pay a little more attention to it.
I mean, I'm 100% sure that it isn't somebody who's, you know, a weirdo like me that they put on there because, I bet they have whole profiles on customers. Here's the customer profile. This is what you're listening to right now. You know, it's somebody hot like Angie. And,
Can't see you.
Well, I don't know that that's true. Amazon has some kind of...
Does the Alexa have a camera?
I'm sure that some Alexas have cameras and some don't, but I'll bet you there's some way for them. I'm just imagining
Amazon
companies
owns a surveillance company that you product that you can set up in your home.
That's true. And I would think that these companies probably put together profiles on their customers, and I wouldn't doubt if a picture is in that profile.
That would make sense.
And, maybe they're showing the people who are analyzing the audio the picture. Maybe they're not. I don't know what they're doing, but they're definitely catching people in interesting situations, if not compromising situations, right?
For like, sure.
If they catch you having sex with your husband or wife, big deal. It's your husband or wife, and people are going to be like, that is creepy. I can't believe you, would think somebody would care about that. But on the other hand, if it happens to be in the middle of the day and the milkman's over, I say the milkman because there probably isn't one anymore, or whatever the situation might be, then it suddenly gets much more interesting.
Yes. For example, this information helps us train our speech recognition and natural language understanding system, so Alexa can better understand your request and ensure the service works well for everyone. But the revelation confirms the fears of those who have warned against trading privacy for convenience. Two Amazon workers, speaking on the condition on anonymity, told Bloomberg that users frequently ask Alexa questions like, do you work for the NSA? Or, is someone listening to us?
I imagine. That's probably one of the things that they pick up.
I every time I go in someone's house with an Alexa, do you work for the NSA? Does the NSA have a contract with Amazon? Does the government have contracts with Amazon? Is Amazon providing surveillance for the government? Are they providing surveillance equipment and and people are like, shut up, stop asking a question. You know,
yeah,
you start
listening.
Getting a little annoyed
yep.
with me.
Right. Well, I imagine the answer to that is yes, over and over again, that the NSA probably does. Amazon supplies a lot of the back-end computing power for many websites around the world, certainly in the United States.
What else have they heard? The Daily Mail noted that concerns have been raised by some in the past that smart speaker systems could be used to listen in on user conversations, often with the aim of targeting users with advertising. But the analysts are hearing much more than just customers' interests. According to the Mail, Amazon workers have admitted to listening in on people singing in the shower, discussing bank account details, and conducting other intimate exchanges. Staffers have raised the alarm when overhearing distressing situations, like a child calling out for help, and instances where a sexual assault may have occurred.
Right, and who knows what's going on in some of these folks' houses and their proclivities, and God knows. The person listening in doesn't know what the safe word is. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, here on Free Talk Live, or you can use the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.